الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله. صدق الله العظيم. Today we're going to discuss a topic which is, when we studied in Darul Uloom, it was one of the difficult topics, and many people are ghafil of this topic. They are not conscious about it, and yet this topic demands a priority in our ilm, in our actions that we do. The topic concerns the word Allah. We have been talking, we have been doing a lot of things. Whatever actions we do, it is for the pleasure of Allah. But who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a question which demands a lot of research, a lot of effort, because how can we communicate with a Zat, with a being who we do not know even who he is? We haven't got a faint idea who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the order in the Quran. No, fa'alam. Allah is giving the order. Know that there is no deity but Allah. Allah is directing our attention in the Quran Sharif that who is his Zat. This Zat that we are worshipping day in, day out. This Zat that whatever action we're doing, we must know who he is. Allah is telling us in the Quran, know that there is no Zat, no deity but Allah. Ulama Kiram explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ulama explained that who was that? Al-Wajibul Wujud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being whose existence is compulsory. Then they add something else to that, which is very, very important. Al-Mustajmi'u li-jami'i sifat al-kamal. And that being whose existence is compulsory, that being encompasses in him all the beautiful qualities, all the perfect qualities. For this reason, we shall find that there are two aspects when we want to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand Allah itself is a difficult thing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two aspects. One is his Zat, his being itself, which is compulsory for the existence of this dunya. Because if Allah doesn't exist, nothing can exist. So by logic, Allah must exist. Second thing is, the existence of that being who has created everything, he must be such a being who contains all the sifat. And this is very important to understand the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without understanding the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we're going to unfold in a few minutes' time, then it will be virtually impossible to understand, to create our ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A salik, a person who in the path of cleaning himself, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Verily he is successful, that person who has purified himself. The more we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we shall know what are the demand of each sifat of Allah. And it is through the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are going to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, the ulama kiram has described that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are two things. One is to understand the wujubiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the existence of Allah is compulsory. The second point is to understand the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name Allah itself, to understand the sifat of Allah is very deep. Let us consider the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith to this effect, any work which is started by the word Bismillah, by the name of Allah, this work will attain completion. That shows the barakah in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The B that comes, the alphabet B that comes before Bismillah, Ulama Kiram says that this Ba comes for three things. When a person takes the name of Allah, first thing that you got is Tabarruk, barakah. The second thing that we got is Taqarrub, coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing that we got is Isti'ana, That is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Marif al-Quran, has written very lengthily on this aspect of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the beauty of the name of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in a beautiful hadith, a person who reads 3 times in the morning and 3 times in the afternoon this dua, whatever he owns will come in the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this dua? Bismillah la yaduru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ard wala fis sama' wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. And this dua is beautiful. Again, look at the name of Allah only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. What is the value in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Leave alone the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the name alone, if we ponder on that, if the name alone is such great name, what is the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, Bismillahi la yaduru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ard wa la fis sama'. By the name of Allah, nothing can harm you. Nothing can harm, by the name of Allah, whatever in the heavens and the earth. Bismillah la yaduru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ard wa la fis sama'. In the earth and the heaven. Bismillah la yaduru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ard wa la fis sama'. Wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. Verily Allah is the one who hears and is the one who knows everything. What a beautiful dua. Again here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking the name of Allah. There are so much barakah in the name of Allah itself. For this reason you will find that ulama-i kiram, especially Allama Baydawi, rahmallah, he has written his tafsir. He was a qazi in Baghdad. No, he wasn't in Baghdad. Allama Baydawi, long ago, about maybe 600 years ago, he wrote his tafsir. He was a judge. One of the most difficult tafsir, those who go in the Ulum will realize, to do quarter para, it took us 1 year. To do quarter tafsir, Tafsir Baydawi took us 1 year. This is how difficult. There is everything in this tafsir. There is a lughat, there is qiraat, there is tasawwuf, there is fiqh, there is lughat, there is everything in this tafsir. Very, very deep tafsir. There, to explain the meaning of the word Allah. And that makes sense, because in Arabic, Islam is highly based on Arabic language. And through this, inshallah, I hope that it will bring us the name of Allah. We're going to understand the name of Allah. And this will be a zariah to make us coming nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are 4 groups of ulama who have different views regarding what is the asal, what is the origin of the name Allah. This name Allah, where does this name come from? The first group of ulama, they say, it comes from the name Ilah. Ilah means, in Arabic, a deity, ma'bud, the one that is being worshipped. So they say that the word Ilah, there are so many ma'bud, people worship everything, but the name Allah came into place to negate the entire concept of deity. In what sense? By putting the word Al before it. For example, I tell you, Rajulun means a man. Ar-Rajulu, the man. So we're very, very specific. So we forgot all other men. We put Al with it. This Al is the man, that specific man that we're talking. So when we put Al-Ilah, it has become Allah. And therefore we negate the entire concept of deityship. It's only for Allah subhanahu. So the word, this is what Allah is saying in the Quran, Ta'ala annahu la ilaha illallah. Know that there is no deity. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the command in the Quran that no, you got to acquire the knowledge that there is no deity but Allah. And deityship is when a person realizes the superiority of a deity, then only he's going to bow down his head to worship that deity. As long as he doesn't realize the value, the grandeur, the magnanimity of this deity, he will not worship it. So when a Muslim knows the meaning of Ilah, he this will have the yaqeen, oh Allah, your name that you have is really, you deserve that name. This is why I'm bowing in front of you. When I say Allahu Akbar in my salah, oh Allah, when I'm saying Allah, I'm confessing, I'm witnessing that there is nobody to be worshipped but you, because this name that you have given to yourself, it emanates from your own name. So this is one meaning. The meaning is Al-Ilah. Now, many ulama explain that this word of Ilah is so important in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif in Surah Al-Maryam, تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ جِبَالُ هَدَّا. and da'au li rahman walada. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, and we have to understand the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word ilah, what it means. That when the Christians, they ascribe Isa ibn Maryam as a Lord, as a son of Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining the effect of that in nature. Just ponder upon this word. It's not something ordinary. Allah is saying when they pronounce this word that Isa is a son of God, that it is on the verge, the heaven is on the verge to burst. This is how it is weighty when we ascribe something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the world will split and the mountain will crumble down. Just visualize how disgusting it is when a person hasn't understood the concept of ilah. When we say, Wallah, al-ilah, Wallah, you are the one that we worship, the word al-ilah, what does this mean? And when we ascribe a deity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a clue in the Quran what it means when we don't understand the concept of ilah and we start ascribing somebody else to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the heavens is on the verge to burst, that the world will split. One tsunami, the entire world is getting panicked. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the entire world is a verge to split. One meteorite is going to hit the earth, the entire NASA and all the big scientists, physicists, they get panicked. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you the heavens will split, will burst. Jibal, this Jibal who is a pillar to Al-Jibal, Autada, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Quran. The mountains is present the fate of the world to shift. This mountain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that will crumble down. When a person hasn't understood the concept of ilah, who is Allah? It's a very serious matter. So when we make Allahu Akbar in our salah, when we say Allahu Akbar, we're going in our ruku. When we say Allahu Akbar, we're going in a sajda. What is the weight of this ilah in our heart? Do we feel something in our heart? This is why the Quran says that إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم. That the sign of a mu'min, the sign of a mu'min, when the name of Allah is being pronounced, his heart is not at peace. His heart is not at peace. Are we that stage when the name Allah is being taken, we feel something in our heart? This is a yardstick for our iman. This is a yardstick. When we hear the name Allah, does it have any sense in our heart? If it got no sense in our heart, our iman is very, very, very weak. I did mention in the past about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that one day Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked, Yo Allah, why have you taken Ibrahim as your Khalil? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel salatu wasalam, go and just take my name. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam hide behind a tree, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a shepherd. He just took the name Allah. By hearing the name Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam became divana. Say, who has taken the name of Allah? Who has taken the name of Allah? Jibreel salatu wasalam came and said, I took the name of Allah. Say, please take this name again. He said, what are you going to give me? He said, I give you half of my flock. He took the name of Allah. He said, please take this name again. Please take this name again. He said, what are you going to give me? He said, take the next half. He said, please take the name of Allah again. But then Jibreel salatu wasalam said, what are you going to give me? I give you my life, but take the name of Allah. Let me see it. Let me get this lazat of hearing the name of Allah. Then, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, if this is the meaning of the name of Allah, to hear the name of Allah, وَجَلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their heart is not at ease when they hear the name of Allah. Well, then, definitely, Ibrahim, you deserve the name Khalilullah. Khalil means such a friend. In that friendship, there is no place for other friends. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that was the stage of the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam regarding the word Allah. If we haven't feel this in our heart, it is a question of what is the state of our iman. We want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we haven't understood the name of Allah. We haven't understood the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتِ عَلَيْهُمُ الْآيَاتُ, that when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being recited upon those people, their iman increases. And they make tawakkal on Allah. when we read Quran, what effect it has on our heart. This is a yardstick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Quran to measure our iman. Ulama kiram explained that the word Allah, the word ilah, now we see that the word Allah has been transformed from the word ilah, we put al with it. But the word ilah itself, where does it come in Arabic? In the concept of self. That is, in Arabic language, a special subject called etymology, the origin of words, how words are derived in a language. One group of ulama say it is derived from the word Allaha, yani abada, Allah. The word Allaha, the word ilah is derived from the word Allaha. And Allaha in Arabic means abada, to worship. Allah, the name Allah itself means to worship. The second one is Aliha. Aliha means a person, when a person is panic stricken, he recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kama haqqahu. One is to worship. The second one is Aliha means when a person is so panic stricken, he recognizes the grandeur of Allah. Then he runs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the word Aliha. When you are afraid, you run towards something that will give you security, to save you. You recognize the power of that thing who will be able to take you out of this difficulty. This is the meaning of Aliha in Arabic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسِ ذُرٌ دَعَوْ رَبَّهُمْ. When men, any harm touches men, they started turning to their Lord, they inclining towards Him. Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Thumma, then when this difficulty, this rahmat of Allah is taken away from man, he forgot who is his Lord and his other. This is a defaf of man, the hypocrisy of man, when man doesn't realize who is his Lord. Shirk is a various level of shirk. This is another topic on its own. One of the shirk that we make is shirk with sifat. One is shirk with zat. In the zat of Allah, we worship physically somebody else. One in the sifat of Allah, we make shirk. For example, to say that the doctor cured me is shirk. Because Allah, who is a shafi, the doctor is just a means to give us shifa. But if we do not have this yaqeen, and our yaqeen is in the medicine, our yaqeen is in the doctor, this is shirk. Shirk is sifat. And many Muslims are drawn into this type of shirk. We don't even realize it. The disease is very simple. We haven't understood the word Allah. The third meaning of Allah, the third meaning, ulama kiram says that when a person is Allah, when a person is overtaken by an awe, and he really, the person to whom he goes, he gets the protection. The another one that they say is Aliha al-Fasil in Arabic. When a baby camel, you see the baby camel, wherever the mother goes, he goes, sticking to the mother. So Aliha al-Fasil, this is where the word ilah comes. It gives you an idea how the heart of a mu'min must be sticking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like the baby camel, he just follow the mother. Wherever the mother goes, he just follow the mother. So a mu'min's heart, his ruh, his heart, his akal, all must, the wajub must be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why 3-4 weeks ago we talked on this ayat, that on sakina, what is the meaning of sakina? That it is something, it is nur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the heart of a mu'min, liyazdadu imana ma'a imanihim, so that the iman can change.